Hello and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I'm Kelsey Buckley.
Yes, you are, Kelsey.
Kelsey is back.
Kelsey's back.
It's been too long.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that Drew's here.
Yeah. I know.
I wasn't here that time.
You were out of town. Charlotte filled in.
Yeah.
Great villain.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlotte's great.
She's great.
Yeah.
She'll be back. But yes, so how have you been? What's going on?
Oh my God.
What's going on?
It's been a freaking year.
I know. Yeah. It's
so
been a
fucking year,
so
hasn't
much
it?
Has happened. I don't know. Okay, so like, I don't care this will be out in the open because I haven't told my boss yet, but I am quitting soon because I got into grad school.
Oh my God, amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Don't worry, this won't come out for like a while.
Amazing.
I pre-record.
That's
pre-record the
awesome.
Shit
I'll probably be in grad school by the time this
by
comes
the
out.
Yeah.
So boss, you suck. You're
see
dumb,
you later, boss.
That's the hardest part is that I actually like...
Hey, boss. Sorry for your loss.
We didn't mean it.
Sorry for your loss, boss.
Yeah,
lost boss.
Well, good for you. What are you going to be studying?
Social work.
Yeah,
amazing. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah,
and probably would have helped people in this movie that we're going to talk about today.
I thought about that a lot. So I'll provide a perspective social work student's perspective.
I love it. That's very good. Yeah, we're dealing with teens today, Drew.
Oh,
so just so you're aware.
I hate those teens.
Evil teens.
You know how much I hate teens.
There's one good teen in this movie.
Yeah, and it's me.
Because you are a teen.
I'm a teen.
You have a teen's body.
Yeah, that's true.
Last week you turned 19.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, and I was sad because I was like, oh no, I'm 19.
You're
nothing happens when I'm
19.
20.
You're almost 20.
I have one
year to be a teen model. Yeah. 1 year left.
You have 1 year left to be a teen model.
I'll work on it.
Or a teen dad.
We'll get there.
Or a teen dad.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Great. Okay, wonderful.
We'll get there.
So we're not here to talk about teen dads.
If you need my sperm. You can have my sperm.
But I don't know how that
no
works.
No response for me because my mom listens to this podcast. So anyways, today the movie we're talking about is Secrets in a Small Town.
Secrets in a Small Town.
The Canadian title, Drew. Oh.
Yes. What is it?
Nowhere.
Okay.
Ooh.
All nowhere.
Right. I like that.
And
it was
in the Canadian Film Festival as like a audience favorite. Like... Canadians think this is a really good movie.
It's
Canadians
fun.
Like the King's Speech. You know?
Is that the bar for a good movie?
That's a bar.
I don't know.
Who
that's
knows?
Just like a prestigious movie that I can think of off the top of my head. This is the Canadians' King's Speech, basically.
Okay,
is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Canadians' King's Speech.
Fair enough. Yeah. So it stars Kate Drummond.
Secret.
She looked very familiar, but I don't know what she's from, but she did good.
She's a mom.
Oh, no. My contacts are shifting again. Raya Kit. I couldn't say this if I could see. Ryan Kitzelsted. Raya Kitzelsted.
Rhea Kitzelsted. Kilsted.
Sure.
I'm going to say Kilsted.
That's the daughter, I think. Yeah. And then AJ Mukadam.
Yeah, Mukadam. Yeah,
AJ? Or no, Al, sorry. Oh my God.
Oh,
how
Al,
am I going to read my notes?
Al Mukadam.
Al Mukadam.
Is he the hot cop?
He is hot cop.
Hot cop.
And, I would say all Mukadam. All?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
But can I say, when we are saying hot cop, this is probably the hottest cop I've seen
in
a Lifetime movie in a while.
Real hot cop, real empathetic.
Looking at him.
I follow him on Instagram now. I'm not mad about it.
Don't be.
Okay.
I'm not mad about it.
I mean, this is a good looking man. This
he
is a good looking fucking
dreamy
Middle Eastern.
But it was a
beautiful
weird
man.
Choice in this small town for there to just be this young, hot, I'm assuming bachelor cop living in this small town.
Right.
Why is he there? Where did he come from?
It's true. And
a family kind of good, like small town.
I mean, because it is a small town. We'll jump in.
Okay.
Okay, so we start off in the movie. We have a woman. She's running around the woods. She's got a little vest on, like, you know, those like reflector vests.
Okay.
And she's screaming and crying.
Sarah!
Oh, she's yelling out Sarah.
Like screaming Sarah. Like, Sarah! Like her voice is like raw. And then we get the title credit and it's like, Secrets in a Small Town. And then she's like, Sarah!
Yeah.
Again.
Wait, what was the Canadian one again? What was the
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah. So I'm going to probably whisper this.
Right.
Go for it.
Often, go for it.
Often.
I love movies that have moms screaming their daughters' names for extended period of time.
Right.
The Jodie Foster movie where she loses her daughter on a plane, where she's just screaming, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Or where Sally Fields loses her daughter in a foreign country because her husband is Pakistani, and she's like, not without my daughter! I won't leave without my daughter!
Who is her husband in that movie?
It is someone. I can't remember who it is.
Liam Neeson.
It's not Liam Neeson.
He's taken.
No, it's a Pakistani actor, of course.
Liam Neeson. He's Pakistani. Right.
Oh, yeah. That's not, that checks out.
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
That's
Pakistani.
Canon.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
Sally Field, stick to comedy, girl. Don't do drama.
Don't do drama anymore.
Okay, so it cuts to the woman. Her name is Claire. So the woman who was yelling for Sarah, her name's Claire. Mm-hmm. She has a teenage daughter whose name is Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. They moved to a small town. They're from Chicago.
Heard
That's
of it.
That's weird. I've heard of it. And yeah, they're going to school on their first day. Sarah is a student at the school. Claire is the new vice principal. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you don't really see her do anything vice principal-y the entire movie.
What is the job of a vice principal?
What do you do in a vice
principal? Aren't they usually like the disciplinarians? Like the principal is more the head of things, and then the vice principal takes on like the...
I think so, but like... I don't know.
When I started an underground high school paper, I had to talk to the principal, not the vice principal.
See, because that seems like the type of thing that they would give to the vice principal.
Right. When I went undercover... As a high schooler?
Yeah. When I 21 Jump Streeted.
Well, last year. When I 21 Jump Streeted at a high school last year.
Right.
I don't know what they do. I think they do drugs. I think they smuggle drugs.
Right. Well, that was your job to find out.
Yeah, sure. That's my job to find out. Turns out they're fine.
But yes, but we learned that Claire is a vice principal, but she's also a widow.
Mm.
And her husband died of cancer.
Like recently, like 6 months ago.
Yeah, they're not really that sad about it. They're more like, let's move on to this small town that has secrets.
What a weird choice.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
I get, like, moving because you don't want to be, like, if you don't have anything tying you there since your husband died. But to, like, a random small town just seems like an odd choice.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, yeah, suspicious.
Yes.
Secrets.
The secrets. But Sarah is like, you know, not too excited to move. Obviously, she's like in high school. She's already doing things. But apparently, she's really good at basketball.
Okay, great.
You know, she's just like a little white girl, but she's like really good at basketball. Oh, by the way, everyone in this town is pretty much...
white people could be good at white basketball too, dude.
Okay, I know Larry Bird. I know Larry Bird.
He's the only white basketball player.
Yes, I know him.
And we learn this because she's playing basketball alone in a dark gymnasium, and then there's a silhouette of a woman watching her.
Yes.
Very ominous.
While the basketball's happening, they play hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're cool. They're cool in a small town. Right. They love hip hop.
What hip hop were they playing? Was it anything like?
It was like this. Like, hippie hop, hop. I'm a bunny. I'm a hippie hop bunny. Hippie hop hop bunny.
Oh, yeah. That's like early 90s stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
bunny, 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 hip hop, bunny, bunny.
I'm a bunny hip hop. Hip hop bunny. I'm a bunny hip hop.
Yeah,
Hippity dip. Hippity dip. Dippity dip.
Yes.
Don't stop popping.
Okay. One of my favorite parts is that she's on her phone. She gets a text from her mom and she's on her phone. And then all the basketball girl says, oh, good. So you're cool. Like the fact that she just owned a phone and was on it made her cool.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, that would be kind of cool back
the
then.
Other
no, apparently this. Came out this year, but I don't know when this was supposed to have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
I'm thinking, for some reason, I'm thinking it's like
the 80s.
Late 80s, 90s.
No, it seems modern. It seems modern.
Oh. Yeah.
So there is the basketball girls, okay? So it's like there's one girl with braids. Her name's, I forget. I have it in my notes
not
later.
Not Maddie.
Not Maddie, but someone else. We'll get to it. But basically, there's a girl with braids. There's Maddie.
Probably doesn't matter.
Who's like the captain or something.
Okay.
And then there's like a bunch of other girls. They just move in a big pack. The girl with braids has braids the whole movie, so I know she's important.
Okay.
That is how you know.
Yeah.
You pick a hairstyle and you stick with it, you're important in a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
So after the first day of school, Claire like meets this coach. Okay. They're at like a grocery store or something. Mm-hmm. And her name is Coach Ruth. She coaches the girls' basketball team. She saw Sarah playing basketball, and she really wants her to get recruited and play on the team.
She's super aggressive about it. Like, mm-hmm. Claire's like, oh, I don't know. She's trying to adjust to a new town, and she's like, I think it'll help her adjust.
Right. She's like, oh, yeah, we got all the girls on the team. It'll be great. We're all, we have each other's backs. We're friends. It'll be great. And Claire's like, well, let me check with her. But, yeah. So they're, like, talking, and Claire's basically like, you're gonna do this. Like, I'm going to push you to do this, and, like, it'll be good for you. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, you just... Well, the worst that could happen is
but
that
she says
you're gonna find out.
She says that, of course, which we know is not good. Yeah. Never say that in a movie or in life.
No.
What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
The worst is gonna happen.
Remove that from your vocabulary.
Yeah, don't say that, guys.
But you can tell in this conversation that they do have a very good relationship. And, like, the daughter's really not even that resentful of her moving them to a small town. And they do this, like, little magic trick that they see on the TV where they pull tablecloth out from under to try to get the stuff to stay, but of course it doesn't because
It's like a YouTube clip, you know, and like it's like a bunny on a table with dishes, and the magician pulls the tablecloth and nothing falls. The bunny is safe, and then the hip hop music plays again, and it's like hip hop bunny bunny hip hop
hippity hop. Yes, bunny,
and we're like,
and
oh cool.
Yeah.
But Drew,
yeah,
I gotta tell you, this magician part, important. Remember it comes back.
Okay, I'll remember it.
The coach Ruth, she is now coaching Sarah on the team, and they're all like bonding and stuff, and they're having like a party after practice.
Okay.
And Sarah's like, oh, I don't drink though, so I don't really think I should party. I should probably go home and watch YouTube with my mom.
Oh no, they're gonna watch Princess Bride.
Oh.
And
yeah.
Eat mint chocolate chip ice cream, which I was like, I know those are like things that a lot of people like, but those are two of my favorite things. And so I got really excited about the idea of them doing that.
Yeah. And, you know, she's going to leave poor Claire all by herself watching Princess Bride and eating
her
ice cream.
Her husband just died.
Alone.
Oh. Yeah.
But Sarah needs to bond with the team, you know. The team motto is like, be your best or stay at home.
It's really intense. They're also like a championship team.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
they're proud of it.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
proud of it.
Sarah's like, mom, you're being a helicopter mom. Like, you need to relax. Like, let me have some fun with my friends. And she's like, okay. Fine. Well, no boys, no alcohol, and be home by 11.
Sure.
Okay?
That's fair.
So Claire stays up eating her ice cream.
They play music that's clearly, like, supposed to sound like the Princess Bride, but they obviously couldn't get the rights to anything related to Princess Bride.
Yeah, they just had someone else, like...
So it's the hip-hop music again.
Yeah, like, it's like the bunny hip-hop, bunny.
Bunny.
Bunny, hip-hop, bunny.
Here we go.
So before going to bed, she's like, oh, my daughter's not home. I better call her. So she's like, hi, daughter. It's a little late, but I'm sure you're having fun. Just, like... be careful, and I love you.
Mm-hmm. It was weirdly casual, considering that she was so intense before she went out.
Yeah, and she, like, puts the phone on her nightstand, like, puts on her eye mask and goes to bed, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no worries. She wakes up the next morning. She's surprised to see that Sarah's bed is not slept in. She's like, oh, that's weird. She already left for school. Why would she just leave me? So she goes to school, and she's even more surprised to see that Sarah is in her first period class. So she turns the corner, and she sees the dumb girl with the braids. And she's like, girl with the braids, where is my daughter?
Mm-hmm.
And she, it wasn't Sally Fields. Like, where is my daughter? It was just like, where is my daughter? I'm concerned. And she's like, she's probably skipping school. She's a bad girl, a little dumb whore.
She's a dumb little, your daughter's a dumb little whore.
And the
right?
fact that she was like, just like, oh, why would you ask me this? Like, it's her mom. Of course she's going to ask where her daughter is. And she's going to be like, we've really got to go to practice. Like she was.
During first period.
Yeah.
Flag.
That
red.
Flagged.
Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah.
But they can't talk. They have to go to practice. So Claire's like, calling everyone in her Rolodex, which is just her phone. And she's like, oh my God, where is she? She's driving around
town.
She
has an actual Rolodex.
She's a vice principal after all. So of course she has a Rolodex. So she's driving around town. She like pulls over. She like grabs a girl with brown hair. She's like, Sarah! And the girl's like, I'm not Sarah.
She's been missing for hours at this point. Yeah. Not days.
Just hours.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It is like, Claire is losing it.
When this happened so earlier in the movie, I was like, what the fuck is going to happen for the rest of the movie? Because yeah. they did that beginning.
Is there anyone... I want to ask...
Like, it's like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to ask you if there's... Is there anyone that, like, if you... Just from your normal conversations, mm-hmm. like, normal interaction with, right. Like, your besties or whatever.
Yeah.
Or your lovers or anything.
Okay.
What is the thing that would make you be like, something is super fucky right now, and I'm calling the cops? Like, what, you know, like, do you have someone like that? Like, if it would be like, okay, right. it's like, if I, so for instance, if I texted Amy,
mm-hmm.
and
my lover,
I texted her,
right,
and she didn't get back to me in, I would say, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I actually do start to be like, that's weird.
I
because
do too.
Normally, huh. normally it's like,
I'm a terrible mother.
Normally it's like a, no, but like that guy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, where
it's
just I make like, up scenarios be, in my head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I'll start. Well,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I will only start to do that after like a certain, like, depending what I'm texting or mm-hmm. something.
I think if work called me and was like, where is Sarah, my roommate, my life partner, mm-hmm. Yeah. they'd be like, Sarah didn't show up to work today. Is she coming in?
That
you're
would be
her contact.
That
I would be like,
fucked up.
Then I would be like, police.
That would be like,
yeah, because you live with her. Cops. So right, it's right. like, well, she's not here. She's not at work. Where else would she
so
be?
So it'd probably have to be someone else, right?
Like somebody else would have to call me and be like, have you seen Sarah? And I'd be like, actually, no, I haven't. You're right. That's weird.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I text her all the time, but we're so busy that...
Right. Like, and that, she's, and it's okay that it's like, oh, well, I'm at work. And
right. Or I'm recording a podcast for 4 hours today. Right. Don't text me.
Do not. Please don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway.
Okay.
Just saying, like, just think about it, guys.
Okay. Very true. It. Very true. Well, she does finally go to the police, Claire, and this is when we get Hot Cop.
Hot Cop.
And we talked a little bit about Hot Cop, but I'm going to play a clip now of Hot Cop, because Hot Cop is not the sheriff of the town. He's just the deputy. The sheriff of the town is a big old dick.
Oh, he's the worst. Yeah, this got my blood boiling.
Me too. Okay. So we'll play the clip. Wrong clip. We'll play the clip. And,
so you're saying Hot Cop should be the deputy, but he should be the
he
sheriff.
Should be.
I think he's on his way.
This
small, after this case?
The small town sheriff.
After this fucking case?
Small town sheriff is small-minded, like,
and small dicked.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know.
Well, we don't know how big his dick
is. The actor probably.
He acts like it.
It's a good acting job. That actor has a huge penis.
He probably has a...
Here we go.
Yes, I've tried calling her. I've been calling her nonstop. She's not answering.
The last time you saw her, was she acting strange? Did she seem upset?
No, she had just made the team. She was so happy.
She probably partied too hard and she's sleeping it off somewhere.
No, that is not my Sarah.
She's a teenager.
I know
she be
my daughter.
It off?
Are you sure about that? Doug, look, I'm just saying. I mean, who knows what goes on in a teenage girl's mind? I mean, I sure as hell don't.
Does she have a boyfriend maybe back in...
Chicago. Yes, an ex-boyfriend. But I've called him and everyone else she knows and no one has heard from her.
What about her father? Where's he?
He passed away 7 months ago. Cancer.
Cancer.
Very sorry.
Very sorry.
Did you check to
Look,
see...
Look, I have already done all of the things you're going to ask me. Okay?
I like her cutting that old-ass fucking dude off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, dude...
Leaned up on the counter.
Can you shut up for a second?
Like, Eating a Twizzler.
He's like, huh? Whatever his name is, like... Temp, whatever.
Sheriff Little Penis.
He's like, Sheriff Little Penis, can you... I mean, maybe he has a
but,
big
you know,
penis.
If you have a little penis, know. That's fine. And, you know, it's fine. But we've learned most of my listeners are women, so.
Yes.
And the only people listening to this podcast have big dicks.
It's actually like 90%.
Okay.
But the, but that, like, I'd like that they're showing the, like, the old school fucking cop who is just a, like, he's awful. Like, you know, he's awful. He's like, well, you stupid ass. But she keeps... she keeps it. She keeps on it. She's like, no, yes. Shut up. And even he is like, no, no, dude, hold on. Listen to her, asshole.
Yeah. Well, please. It's not even just that he's old school. He's also like, as you learn, everyone in the town is like, this basketball team can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's like how you see with like football teams and like
right,
Southern
right.
towns. It's like such a common trope. And it, right. oh, it makes me so mad. This idea that these kids are perfect and held to this standard and yeah. protected because they're on a sports team.
Yes. But the sheriff reluctantly agrees to interview the basketball team because they were the last ones to be seen with Sarah. So he brings them all in and he's interviewing them while Claire and Hot Cop are watching.
Mm-hmm. And she's not supposed to be watching.
And yeah. he, by the way, he is a very attractive man.
Yeah, he is.
That is a very attractive, like, Middle Eastern fucking...
It's his, oof. His facial beard, hair is so well-groomed.
Yeah. It's like me. Perfect it's like my. Yeah. It's like my beard.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Also, like I think is important to mention is that one of the basketball players is the sheriff's niece.
That's Maddie.
Maddie.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the girl's name, the Braid Girl. I'm just going to call her Braid Girl. Who cares at this point?
Yeah, Braid Girl.
So they are being interviewed without parent supervision, which you know is problematic.
But they're young white girls as opposed to we true. All watched when yes. they see us. It's a very different situation.
Very different situation because they're just like, oh, she was just drunk and whatever.
They all had the exact same story.
Exact down same to story. The like the time. Time the, stamp.
Yeah, everything was the exact same.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too
right?
much.
They clearly exactly. all got together yeah. and were she like, what do we say?
She disappeared at 10:45 p.m.
I think it was 10:45 p.m.
It was 10:45 p.m.
10:45?
Yeah, it was probably about 10:45.
Brilliant.
Which would raise flags in a normal investigation. But no, red no, flag. They're all like, okay, that's fine. And the sheriff is really mad that the Claire witnessed all the questioning. And then this guy, Reggie, who's Maddie's dad, he's like a podunk. Like, I don't even know. He's just like a redneck stereotype. And
yeah,
like,
the only real redneck stereotype in the movie.
Yeah. He's like, yo, just interview my people without my consent. You know? So
I mean that's how I get that's right. when I get mad, I guess.
And Coach Ruth shows up and she's like, calm down, redneck man.
Hey,
like,
redneck.
We're
guy.
All gonna take everyone away, and we learn that her daughter is the Braid Girl.
Okay.
So her daughter's on the team. That adds a complication to it. Everyone's gonna go home. They're just gonna like start a search party because they realize that things are really getting real.
Mm. Okay. Yep. There we go.
And Claire is like handing out flyers and everything. She's like, have you seen my daughter? Have you seen my daughter? And the town's like not really into it.
Even though it's a small town, you'd think this would like kind of like shake things up.
They're yeah, like, I mean, they're like, she's crazy. Her daughter's missing. Well, she's wait, like on a there, witch hunt.
Is there a podcast oh, yeah. about it? Because otherwise, no one gets
there won't
a
be
shit.
For 5 years.
Yeah.
Like it'll come out. Delay.
In 5 years, they're going to be no, a podcast.
Somebody like vandalizes her house, Claire's house. I like write witch hunt on the garage. Like
that shit makes me so mad.
Yeah. It's like she's just looking for her daughter. Like, relax, town.
Wait, what?
It's because she's targeting the basketball team, and everyone loves the basketball team. And if they get in trouble, then they can't win championships that make the town feel okay. good.
Okay. Right. Okay. So Hot Cop finds...
Well, we'll see about that later, mm-hmm. 5 years in a podcast.
There you go.
How
there
much
you
bullshit
go.
It is.
Hot Cop finds Sarah's shoe, and he's like, okay, we have physical evidence that something's going on. She's missing a shoe. That means that mm-hmm. we need to comb the woods. We found the shoe.
The shoe was in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah. So
she did.
The search yeah. party comes, the basketball team, everyone's there, the whole town, they're combing the woods, okay? They got the dogs, they're combing the woods to look for Sarah. Yeah, Sarah. This is where we're screaming for Sarah.
Okay.
So we're back here. And Ruth, the basketball coach, goes deep into the woods. She finds a shack. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Secret.
The shack.
Secret.
She's also with her daughter, Braid Girl.
No.
Oh, and and before this, they have like a sort of cryptic moment where they're like, hey, remember, it's all in your head. If you lose in your head, you've already lost.
Okay.
So yeah. we don't know if they're talking about like finding Sarah
or murdering someone.
Yeah, we don't know.
Right. So Coach Ruth goes, she's like,
probably murdering.
She's
someone.
Like, Braids, mm-hmm. stay here, Braids. And Braids is like, yes, I will.
Braids,
and
chill.
She walks up to the shack. She opens the shack. And inside the shack is Sarah. She's like beaten up, bloody, bruised.
But she's alive?
She's alive.
She's like very alive. And we'll get into why that's messed up in a second.
Yeah. And, you know, she's just like, oh, coach, please help me. What's happening? And the coach is like, okay. She like backs up out of the
shack. She's like, what happened to you? And she's like, I don't remember.
Right. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get help now. And you're like, great, she's saved. Movie over.
That was quick.
No. Coach.
No.
Closes the shack, puts a little lock over the
Starts masturbating.
No.
She's really into it.
Yeah.
She locks Sarah in there so she can't get out. And then she like goes to braids and is like, okay, we're never telling anyone
She
about
said,
this.
You told me she was dead.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, no, you should have killed her. But like, yeah, but we couldn't because I don't like kill. I don't know.
Well, they thought she was dead already.
Yeah, the braids thought she killed her, but apparently not. So, Coach Ruth is like, all right, y'all did a bad job at killing her, and I will finish this by neglecting to say anything about it.
Can you imagine? And she was like, she's not gonna make it when this girl is bruised and probably dehydrated and hungry, but other than that, this girl is fully healthy.
Totally, yes. Is fine.
Yeah.
So the search continues, and Ruth and Braids have Sarah's cell phone. They find it like outside of the shack, and they put it in a canoe and like send the canoe downriver.
Yeah. And Braids is obviously like very.
They put it in a canoe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. To like
red
herring. Throw them off the trail.
Sure.
So the canoe crashes, of course. So then they're gonna like track the phone and find it downriver. Uh-huh. They'll be far enough off the shack path.
Shack path.
It actually be
that
nowhere.
That by the time they find the shack, she'll be dead. Is what they're hoping.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
And Claire, meanwhile, this is an artistic choice of the movie. She's like crying and like in Sarah's bed. She's like,
This is an interesting choice.
And this is Claire. Wait.
Claire's the mom.
Okay. Got it.
Claire Sally Field. And she's like laying in the bed. She's, and they have a song that they sing. So
very Christian.
Yeah. And Sarah's like, Mommy, sing me the song. She's like in the shack, like on the floor, sing me the song. And then Claire's like on the bed, like singing the
Jesus
song.
Jesus loves us, yeah, everyone.
They sing the song together.
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah.
And like they're both crying. It's like intercut between them singing together. And it's like they're still bonded. They still know each other.
They're so connected.
They're so connected. They know that each other are alive.
Oh, yeah.
No. You know, like twins.
They know it. Yeah.
So Claire is
would probably go against like Christianity, sure. Like hardcore.
Oh, yeah, well.
Right. But Claire is like crying and making tea because, you know, that's what you do
when you lost your daughter.
And she hears the doorbell ring.
That's what I do when I lose my daughter's.
She opens the door, and outside the door, on the doorstep, is a newspaper clipping. And the clipping is about a freshman student who committed suicide after hazing at another school's basketball team.
Wait, wasn't it that school?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it was that school.
Oh. Whatever. Whatever school it was, Coach Ruth was involved.
Oh, maybe it was a different school. but it was Coach Ruth.
I thought it was a different school because why would they keep Coach Ruth as the coach after she had a hazing? But it could have very well. It's a small town.
She
don't care.
She claimed she was like, all the girls who did it were suspended.
Right. Because Claire immediately goes to Coach Ruth and she's like, what the fuck is this article? Hazing? My daughter's missing? She was at a basketball function. Like, put it together, people. Like, Hot Cop, where's Hot Cop?
Please put these pieces together, Hot Cop.
Hot Cop is walking by the river looking for a canoe. You know, he's too busy. But Ruth is like, Coach Ruth is like, I served in Afghanistan.
This speech was haunting.
Yeah.
Who did this?
Coach Ruth is like, I served in Afghanistan. I'm a survivor of war. And if you want to check me on anything, check me on saving the country in America.
She said that she was like, I was the only woman I always forget what they're called. What's
a battalion?
Yeah, sure, a battalion. Yeah. I was the platoon only woman in my battalion.
In my platoon, yeah,
sure. Platoon.
Probably not. There's a lot of women in a battalion. Battalion's a very large amount of.
Hey guys.
Okay, platoon.
I'm not a scientist.
That's like a platoon.
I'm not a war criminal.
A platoon is like 20 people.
Okay, yeah. I was the only woman in my platoon, and on the first night. They tested me to see if they could break me, and they almost did, but they didn't, and I'm better for it, and I realize that now, and I'm like horrified thinking about what men
kind of thing
did to this woman on her first night in the force, and that she would then take that message and be like, yes, good, I'm gonna teach young girls to treat each other like that.
Right.
Wow.
Truly creepy and horrifying.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
And that's why I believe this is truly based on a true story.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is based on a true story, by the way. Did we not say that?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think we said that at
no.
the time.
No. What?
This is based on a true story, and we'll get to it.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well.
The podcast is coming out. No, we could be on the ground
floor,
you
guys. Podcast, yes.
We're on the ground floor of this?
Season
this
5.
This is going to be the next serial.
The next serial season will be on this.
That's
and
us.
But
okay.
We said
we're
it first.
We're serial.
And we're making fun of the Lifetime movie about it.
So. She's like, Claire, drop it. Don't look into it any further. Leave my girls alone. Leave Brittany alone.
She's super intense about leaving Brittany alone.
Mm-hmm. She is. You don't get that reference. It's fine.
I don't.
It's fine. But it's a gay thing.
But you know what? But I believe
a gay and ally thing.
That reference is amazing.
Thank you.
I believe you.
All my female listeners get it. Hey, girl. Hey.
They get that too.
They get that too. So,
and everyone's mad at me.
Right. They're like, Drew.
I will not get any poop emojis for this one.
So Claire does the opposite of leaving it alone, leave Brittany alone. She like, you know, gets the Gimme More album, Blackout album.
Totally.
She gets like, you know, the circus tour. She goes on circus tour. And she like.
Womanizer.
You know, she checks out BreatheHeavy.com.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so she does go online and she like,
I was really hoping she was going to break out a microfiche. That's how you really know.
Yes.
When they hit the microfiche, they're really digging deep.
Oh, in a library
right,
microfiche
right.
thing.
She's like looking on articles online and she finds like another hazing thing online.
Ooh.
And she like goes to her car or something and like her tires are slashed. She's getting bullied, you know?
Harassed.
Well, yeah.
She just wants to find her daughter, you know? She's like, where's my daughter?
Yeah, but you want to find your daughter? Shut up.
But
you know?
She
I'm
finds...
in a small town. I'm going to slash your tires, stupid.
So, I don't really know how this happens, but she finds the hazing video.
Oh, okay, because Braid sends it to her.
Okay. Braid's is feeling guilty about...
Oh, yeah. She's going full, like, telltale heart. Like, Braid's can't take it anymore. She... texts anonymously the hazing video, the video of them making Sarah drink alcohol, forcing it down her throat to the mom, Claire.
Okay.
And Sarah's like, ugh, ugh. So Claire goes to Braid's and she's to her house and she's like, okay, just tell me what happened. I don't care. Just tell me where my daughter is.
Her around.
Yes. But Braid's admits everything. She's like, okay, we hazed her, we made her drink a bunch, and then we like took her blindfolded to the woods and
on her face
we
just
like
a little
we
bit.
Put her on the ledge of a cliff,
like the trust
to scare
cliff.
Her to like, you know, hold her on a rope and then trust fall, except she actually fell and we thought she died, but she's not dead. She's in a shack and my mom made me not tell you.
No, that was like she like told the whole thing. And so there was like a solid, like, you know, bit where this mom thought her daughter died. And then she's like, and there's one more thing. She's in a shack.
She's alive.
And the mom's like,
she's
oh, okay.
Shack. Okay, cool. So
where's
there's
the
no
fucking
murder.
Shack?
Why are you guys doing this?
Yeah, you could have started with that, bitch.
Your daughter's alive. She's fine. Well, not fine.
No.
But like,
especially
she's...
now it's been days.
Right.
Like,
so Coach Ruth comes home and sees Claire like peeling off to go find her daughter in the shack. And she goes up to her daughter and she's like, what did you do? What did you just do right now? You've ruined your whole life. You're on a basketball scholarship to DePaul. And this is very important to us.
Big, Big school.
And
big basketball school.
The biggest basketball school I can think
DePaul
of.
DePaul University. In Chicago, yeah.
Yes. They're not paying me to say that. They aren't. So she slaps braids across the face. She's like,
it's hard.
Yeah, hard slap. And her braids like flip around. And, you know, I'm very worried about her like hair follicles.
I'm not worried about her. She's a murderer.
Yeah, wait, right. So braids getting her face slapped?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Hard.
Okay. Yeah.
So Coach Ruth grabs a gun, a shovel, a tarp.
All good things to murder somebody.
She vows to go fix her daughter's mistakes.
Yeah. You see, though, that she took the gun because it goes to her glass gun case that she just has hanging on her wall.
Gun case. That's great.
And one of them is missing.
Yes.
So that's how you know she took a
gun.
How
many guns are on there?
Six.
A good amount. Yeah. And it, you know, that's the thing about this movie. That's what makes it the King's Speech of Canada. It's so artistic, you know?
There are choices that are made that are not bad choices.
So showing what guns are missing,
you know,
was there
instead
like
of seeing
was there
a
like
normal
a
Lifetime
cool,
movie,
like,
yeah,
pan?
Like zoom, it like zoomed in, yeah, pan around the room and then zoom in a little,
yeah,
bit.
And then pan you past like the family see photos and then the gun wall and one gun's missing. In a normal Lifetime movie, you'd see a hand, like a man hand, when it's supposed to be a woman hand, grabbing a gun,
grabbing it and pulling.
Yeah.
It.
Maybe it would even be labeled gun, so you really get it.
Gun,
yes,
and with an arrow.
Absolutely.
At it. Yeah.
So Claire and
that's
Hot
cool.
Cop.
I'll give him some credit for that one.
Yeah, it's a nice choice.
They're rushing to find the shack. They jump into a helicopter because Claire's a helicopter mom. Don't forget. And
oh, I love the symbolism.
Yeah, it's very symbolic.
Canadian King Speech.
And this movie really had a budget to get a helicopter in it, where they actually fly up and they get aerial shots of the ground, and
they probably just use a drone that costs like $800.
No, but they also have them in the helicopter talking on the microphones like The Bachelorette, and I was like, this is amazing.
Okay, cool.
And
cool.
Speaking of, The Bachelorette is tonight. Oh my gosh.
What are we doing? Let's end this.
We have to prepare.
Yeah.
End this shit.
Not when this comes out. The Bachelorette will be long gone. Mm-hmm. So
one can only hope.
We hope. So
it'll be canceled.
They land and they run to the shack, and what's happening while this is all they're flying is Coach Ruth has her tarp. She drags Sarah's body out from the shack, and she's like knocking her. I mean, like, you know, it's a body. She's dragging it
like Jason, like Jason style, like hit, like putting in a. Because, like, you know, Jason, you know, Friday the 13th,
yes.
Jason.
She's just dragging her body. Hitting her.
She's dragging her out of the shack to bury her death.
Alive, yeah, which is such
alive.
A...
She's alive,
yeah, this still
barely.
Very... Barely, okay. But still very much alive.
Barely, but sexily alive.
Yeah, she's a teen.
She's still sexy.
If I can
alive.
Compare this movie to another movie in a way, Blood Simple, the Coen brothers' first movie. I watched that recently.
Oh cool.
And,
really?
Yeah.
You just recently?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Is that good?
I'm here.
Is
I'm
that
listening.
The King's Speech of America?
Sure.
Oh, wait. The King's Speech is American.
I don't know. It's kind of British, right?
No, it's British. It's a British movie.
I don't know.
So in the movie, he buries him alive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the entire time, I'm like, what a stupid choice. Just hit him with the shovel, but he just couldn't bring himself to do it.
Right.
And so but I do not think that's what's going on here.
Right. Yeah. No. She's just
she's playing
bad.
Dead?
She's bad.
Is she playing dead?
She wasn't even playing dead.
Oh. No. She's like very sexy. She's like,
she's a teen.
Tired.
I don't like this. I'm not a fan.
I'm just a sexy, almost dead teen.
I'm not a fan.
So almost dead and sexy.
I am not a fan of this.
Okay, so Claire and Hot Cop run up and they find Coach Ruth burying Sarah.
Alive.
And Claire is like, what are you doing?
What are you doing, dude? Yeah.
She like runs. She pushes Ruth, and Ruth gets her gun out. She's like, I was in Afghanistan.
And she yells, gun.
I know how to use this.
She yells, gun.
Yes.
I have a gun.
And she keeps asking her to move. Claire is like protecting her daughter.
Yeah,
she's like, and she's asking her to get off of her daughter. Like anyone would,
like
a mother would ever do that. Be like, oh yeah, okay, here you go. Go shoot my daughter instead of me.
And Hot Cop, of course, pulls his gun. He's got Coach Ruth in his curtains.
It's a real standoff.
Whatever they say.
Why is there a standoff? Why didn't you just shoot her?
I don't know.
I know.
Is there anyone behind her? Because
she's a white woman.
True. Because we have to get to this very important part of the movie.
Okay.
So
remember that thing we told you to remember?
So Claire Claire her daughter's sexy lying on the ground.
Okay.
It'll come up. Okay. The daughter's sexy lying on the ground. She's like kind of like got one arm behind her back. She's got her. Yeah.
This sucks.
Like there's you're on jazz a swimsuit music playing. Catalog, yes. And she's like, Claire's lying on top of her, like covering her up. And the daughter, Sarah, is like, abracadabra. Abracadabra.
No.
You're not getting it. So Ruth is standing on the tarp. Remember the tarp? The three things that were important?
Mm-hmm.
The shovel digs the grave for the body. The gun protects the body from
whatever. Is this a riddle?
Whatever. Yeah. But the tarp, Ruth is standing a little bit on the tarp. So Claire pulls the tarp out. Oh. Just like
first she's like, okay. You got me.
Okay.
Okay, you can shoot my daughter.
Yeah. You know
okay.
what? I get you. Yeah. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she pulls the tarp out just like the table with the bunny and the hip hop bunny and the dishes and the magician. And Coach Ruth falls.
Okay.
And she just falls and she's laid out.
She's like, she dead. She hits her
head. No, I don't think she even makes a noise. She's just done.
Hits her head on a rock.
Down for the count.
She's dead as far as we know.
I hope. So she I don't wish death upon anyone, but she...
So she just like...
We don't know.
Flips out and this is like... And this is done?
No noise, no reaction, nothing.
Yes. So Braids is arrested with her teammates. And Sarah and Claire go to the hospital in the helicopter now.
And then she goes, nowhere.
No.
Okay.
She says, Mom, you're such a helicopter mom.
Okay, you know what?
She says it.
The YouTube clip that I watched, the sound cuts out.
Because they had a song playing underneath it, yes.
What song?
Oh.
Like Coldplay or something.
Yeah, it was just like...
Yes. Yeah.
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 So I thought it was like that thing because it's the sound cut out right when the helicopter came.
Did you think it blanked out some swear word?
No, I thought it was like an artistic... So I thought it was an artistic choice, like when like... There's so, like, when a character, like, there's so much going on and the helicopter's so loud that it's just, like, silence.
And it's like, Mom, I have something to tell you.
No. Her literal last line is, you're such a helicopter mom.
That's beautiful.
And I LOL'd forever about that.
That is
because it was, like, very sentimental and the mom's like, oh, my baby. And, like, Hot Cop's there, too. And they're all, like,
the mom and the Hot Cop are going to date.
Yeah, they're going to
absolutely.
Yeah. They're
going to fuck each
other. Or at least fuck each other.
I hope so.
For a while.
And yeah.
Maybe not.
They're bonded by trauma.
Yeah. But,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to get married.
We don't know.
Is the movie.
Yeah.
That is the movie.
Well.
So, okay. We're going to pour it up and put a cork in it, but I'm going to say that this movie is based on true events, okay?
Yeah, tell
that
us
is,
about...
That is the quote, based on true events. Bustle does after every Lifetime movie that's based on true events. They try to find the story that it's based on, okay? They could not find anything. They found like a hazing
right.
a hazing thing sure. with a basketball team.
Well, this is like a trope.
With like a boys basketball team.
Always boys.
Yeah.
And they were like, we boys don't really have anything to find it. We're kind of debunking that this is based on true story. However, I believe you have a different opinion.
I think this is inspired by true events in that shit like this does happen. The mentality of a small town being like that the sports team is so much more important than especially young women's livelihood and well-being.
Absolutely. Like, no, I mean, that's
a true thing.
That's definitely like a thing that would happen across a lot
anywhere.
Of things.
Oh, yeah.
Or nowhere.
Nowhere.
Okay. So we either pour it up and put a cork in it. Kelsey, what are you going to do to this movie?
I'm going to pour it up. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun watching this. I was all like steamed up when I was supposed to be. And I was like excited at the prospect of like finding her. And I knew they were going to find her. I was so glad when they did. And the abracadabra callback, like I was like embroidering while I was watching it. And I just had like a lovely night. And I highly recommend it.
Wonderful. Drew, how about you?
Fuck yeah. I'm going to pour it up, man. You guys explained it real. It was very fun for me.
good.
To learn about this movie and what has been, what happened in this thing.
Allegedly.
True events.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I'm also pouring it up because this is exactly what you want in a Lifetime movie. You want it based on a true story.
Exactly.
Loosely. And you want it to like really deliver those twists and turns.
Very
and, like,
loosely, yeah.
I honestly was shocked by this Coach Ruth like leaving that Sarah in the shack. I was like, oh,
that was
God.
Hell no. Haunting. Yeah.
And I knew right there and then, I was like, all right, I'm in for this. I'm in for this right away. I mean, yep. I thought she was dead the first 10 minutes, you know? Yeah.
But she wasn't.
But she wasn't. And then she got to have that funny last line about the helicopter mom. This movie should have been called Helicopter Mom.
Maybe it should have been.
In South America, it is.
That's on brand for South America.
In Japan, it's actually called Helicopter Mother.
Right.
Helicopter Mother.
Right. Yeah. Perfect.
Helicopter Mother Fun American Jam. Fun Time. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Something like that.
Great. Okay, so I think that wraps up our conversation for what is this movie called?
Secrets
in a Small Town.
Nowhere.
But before we go, we have our favorite segment of this week and every week. Candace Cameron Bure, what'd you say, Candace Cameron Bure?
What
has been said?
Last time you were on the podcast, this segment did not exist.
No.
But it's here now.
It's here now.
I'm very excited.
And I'm so happy to have you on for one. So what we do, we just watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it.
Love it.
She has been recording, well, she already filmed her Christmas movie, so this clip is a little bit older.
That's her summer, right?
Her summer is Christmas all the time.
Bless her, and she's also filming
Fuller House. So you know, she's getting those things out. Her movie will come out in December. Fuller House comes out in January. It's gonna be a good old time.
I hope she gets implicated in the Aunt Becky thing somehow,
right? You know, it's like, maybe her kids are too young.
I think Natasha went to college. I don't think she's
she's not that stupid.
To do that.
Oh, no.
Oh, smart.
You think you have to be smart to
no, I think,
lie
I don't
about...
think she's like smart. Like, she'd just be like, "What? That's a thing? Ah, should have." Damn.
Yeah. Whatever. Lori sucks, and I can't wait until we get a conviction on her. Okay, but anyways, when I hear talk about Lori, that's a different segment. So the movie that she's filming is called Christmas in a Small Town.
Lovely.
And it features
Christmas in a small town.
How weird. I didn't even plan this. You know, Secrets in a Small Town, Christmas Town.
But
Christmas in a Small Town is what we're gonna call it from now on.
I love it.
Okay, so here we go. Here's her on set.
It is wrap day. I mean, I still have the whole day ahead of me, but this movie is finishing up and I could not be more happy. Not that I didn't love everyone. It's been really fun, actually.
Shady.
I just can't wait to see my family. And Vancouver, thank you for bringing the sunshine out for me. I feel like it was a little gift just for me and I appreciate it. I am going to be working till probably 3 a.m. tonight, so I'm going to be sharing a lot of BTS behind the scenes. So if you're having a lazy Saturday, just check back in with me. I'll share pictures. I'll share stuff. I'll try to make your day happy, too.
Okay. And that is it. The BTS. Behind the scenes, as they say on the set.
Lingo.
I know.
I'll tell you what.
She looks great.
I lived in Vancouver for a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And seeing the sun in Vancouver.
Rare.
Oh, boy. What a treat.
Is it like everyone? Because I feel like it's even that way here. Like on like the first sunny day after 6 months of winter, it's like everyone's so nice
right
to each other.
Well, so Grant, Chicago sucks in the winter.
Yeah,
sure.
But we don't have 3 months of no sun.
Right.
The sun comes out.
It's just not strong.
And you can see it. You don't feel it.
Yeah.
But like you, at least it the rays hit you.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
In Vancouver, right? It's just like clouds.
For 3 months, I was like, I got so saddened. Oh, I was like, what the fuck is
seasonal disorder?
Nothing matters, and I don't care about anything.
Aww,
and all this shit.
True.
And then I realized, I was like, oh, I haven't seen the sun in 3 months.
Yeah. Do you take vitamin D supplements?
I didn't even know to do that.
Yeah, you got
to
get that D.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, I got to the point. It's such a slow burn, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you do have to get that D.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to go over that, but yeah.
You got
to get that D. It's true. You need it.
But like, you can't. And seeing her, and she's saying she's in Vancouver, and the sun is out.
Well, and the thing is, Drew, she usually shades Vancouver because she hates the weather there. She gets so mad about it.
She should hate the
fucking
weather.
No, but then Vancouver hates her because they're like, fuck you, Vancouver school.
And I say, you know what?
Canadian accent?
That's my Canadian accent.
And I say, I'm on her side. I'm on her side when she says, like, fuck Vancouver.
But she didn't say fuck Vancouver. She said,
well, no, because the sun was out.
And her, and she looked great. Her hair looked great.
Yeah, her teeth
looked,
are so white.
She looked wonderful.
Look.
I'm excited for this movie, Christmas in a Small Town.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to do Christmas.
Yeah, bring me back for that one.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. You get the Candace? Heck yeah.
Candace?
That's a coveted spot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, well, I'll wait my turn.
You're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth the Candace. But be forewarned, she cannot.
She cannot?
No.
No, she's not.
Yeah, that feels right.
She's not a good actress.
That makes sense.
No. She's better at Insta stories than she is in her movies. I will give her
that. Do you think she's on Cameo?
No, she's not on Cameo.
Have you looked?
I would request her to like be like,
you know
what you say, Candace Cameron Bure, to the podcast.
You should find her on TikTok.
Yeah. Do you think she's on TikTok?
Oh, sure.
She's probably TikTok. On TikTok, right?
Yeah. Probably.
Some
I don't even know what TikTok is.
I tried to get Tori Spelling to do a cameo, but she wouldn't do it.
You tried to get what?
Tori Spelling to do a cameo on our 1 year anniversary last year.
What? But like, you paid?
Oh, yeah. I paid and she didn't do it. I know.
Did you get your money back?
Oh, yeah. If they don't do it, you get your money back. But I was like, I will pay $100 for Tori Spelling to shout out the podcast.
Yeah.
And she didn't do it. She like got off Cameo and then raised her prices to like $500. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not doing that.
We're not doing that.
That's not worth that. No way. Yes. Okay. So I think that wraps up.
Basically, she lost $100.
Right. So. She did.
Her loss.
She had it.
Would have been an easy money.
There you go. Do you have anything you'd like to plug on the pluggy time of the podcast?
I'm on the house teams at the Crowd Theater in Uptown every Friday night at 10. Come on down. And if you're not in Chicago, you can follow me on all the places at Kelsey Elk Cub.
Okay. Kelsey Elk Cub. Yeah, that's it.
Kelsey Elk Club.
You can find me at Drew Butt with Pants on Instagram or... my band, listen to my band if you like The Limbos. We're on Spotify. We're on all the places that you can get music.
Yes. Wow, we are doing an outro. I remembered we promised we would talk about a review on this podcast episode.
Oh,
so we're going to do an extra segment, hashtag business, which I usually do at the top.
Business!
But we're going to do business at the end. So instead of my
business
outro,
in the back,
I'm going to do the business. Drew said we got a review recently that was like amazing.
I can't imagine the time this person spent.
Okay, let
I'm
me
so
pull
excited.
It up. Let me pull it up.
Putting all of these emojis onto a review.
So we always ask for an emoji review on iTunes, of course. But recently, wow. Oh.
Yeah, right? You see that?
Yeah. So this person...
I think they used every emoji that exists.
So the title of the review is
know.
Red Heart, Purple Heart, 5 stars. Thank you, 5-star emoji.
Thank you,
5-star
which,
review.
Which heart do you think you are and which heart do you think you are?
He's hearts and I'm poop emojis.
Oh, got it.
Oh, so both hearts are me.
Oh, okay.
But the title is Winky Face, Smirky Smile, Star Eyes, Blushy Hands, Cat... Cat, oh no. Thumbs up, clap.
Okay.
And then it is literally every
emoji that is available, I think, on
it goes all the way down. And but yeah, you that's know
just
what?
Just the emoji keyboard.
It's you know what's not on here?
Is a poop emoji?
Oh my
poop
God.
Emoji is on there.
Oh, okay.
Middle finger emoji is not on here.
Good. Maybe they like downloaded.
Middle finger is not on there.
Something so that they don't have the middle finger.
This
emoji.
Is like it's an entire block.
The whole I'm not kidding. Every emoji. This took so much time. Wow. Thank you.
That's so sweet.
Red heart, purple heart.
Red heart, purple heart. Thank you, red heart, purple heart.
That is so nice.
That's insane.
Yes, but y'all should write a review.
But also, red heart, purple heart, like, take it easy, dude.
I'm worried about you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Red heart, purple heart.
And if you're okay, like, just, like, be okay. And if you're not, then, like, reach out. There's a lot of places reach out.
You know, maybe they just, like, I mean, I don't know how emojis work on a typing thing, but I feel like you'd have to go through each thing and, like, scroll and then keep going.
Yeah.
It's not like a slidey.
Or just use a like some kind of script.
Like copy on a computer.
Maybe. Maybe their computer was.
Hey.
Either way, I think
But either way, I think you're. I think. Hey, man. Lady. Hey, you.
Probably a lady. 90% ladies.
We're 90% ladies. I feel like that would be. I feel like that was a dude. I don't know.
Oh.
I feel like that was a dude.
Okay. Whoever they are, I think they have a crush on you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't wait. Oh, if you have a crush on me, please call me.
Yeah, just call the number that we
can. Yeah, call the
number. Yeah, call the number. 872-267-4117. Oh, my God. I have it memorized. I just did that off the top of my head.
This is now Patrick's crush line.
I don't have it pulled up. I hope that was right.
Oh, it's a crush line now? Let's do that.
Do you have a crush on me? Call me.
Or anyone.
Do you have a crush? Do you have a crush on Patrick?
Well, fucking call let me make sure I get the number
or
right
anyone.
If it's a crush line.
Or anyone.
827-267-4117 if you have a crush on me. Okay. All right. Thank you both for being here.
Of course.
And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime on Court. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Don't forget to rate and review us. You don't have to put every emoji, but you can put some of them. And, you know, check out our website, lifetimeoncourt.com. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.